I've been up in Maryland. I don't know if that's out of the South or not. Some folks think it is and some don't. And I went to Las Vegas one time to a convention. But other than that, I haven't been.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your parents. So where they were born, what they did.
My father was born in Clay County, Alabama. It's the county border in this one. It's a real rural county, and it's more so then, of course, than it is now.
Yeah.
And he lived there until he was, I don't know, until he was grown, until he was in his 20s, and he left, and he worked in a hardware, and he took several jobs then. I don't know exactly where all he went, but several different towns over through the years, and he went in the service, of course, and he finally settled in Talladega and lived here, and he died about 5 years ago.
So you think he came to Talladega County when he was still in his 20s then?
Probably to Talladega County when he was around 30.
Around
that's
30.
What I, or, yeah, right, probably early 30s would be more like it.
Okay. What did he do for a living?
Worked in hardware.
What about his schooling? Do you know how far along he got?
He graduated from high school.
And your mother, where was she born?
She was born in Lamar County, Alabama, in Vernon. And her father was a Methodist minister. And so they moved every, you know, 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
They went, went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she was probably, of course, when my father got married, they were both in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they came to Talladega. I don't think she had lived here before then. She may have lived here in Lincoln. It's in Talladega County, in the northern part of the county. Her father was a pastor of the Methodist Church there one time, and I guess she lived there then. But I believe, well, in fact, she did, because after she got out of college, she taught school in Lincoln for a year or two when he was preaching there and lived, you know, with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
all right. What about her schooling?
She, of course, finished high school and then went to Huntington College in Montgomery and graduated there.
Okay. I meant to ask you, was there any specific community in Clay County where your father was born, or was it out in the country?
It was in Ashland.
Ashland, okay. Mm-hmm. And your mother's occupation?
Well, she's retired now. She was a school teacher.
All right. Tell me about your grandparents on your father's side.
My grandfather farmed all his life and lived to be, I believe he was 89 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, of course, never, well, she was a housewife,
mm-hmm.
and she lived to about the same age. She was in her 80s when she died.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they just raised a house full of kids.
Right. Where were they born?
They were born in Clay County.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in Ashland too?
I really don't know. I'm just assuming that it was. They always talked of living in Clay County there. If it wasn't in Ashland, it was close around there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about their schooling?
I really don't know about that. I remember my great grandfather was a doctor, and so my grandfather, I think actually studied medicine for a while. Now, of course, in those days, you know, I don't know when they said, I remember when I was small, you know, they talked about him studying. It may have been that he just rode with his, you know, with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know about that. I know in those days, I don't think they had as much,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't know about their schooling.
Okay.
But I think that they probably had the equivalent of a high school education.
All right. And what about your other grandparents? You said that your grandfather was a minister.
Yeah.
On your mother's side.
Uh-huh. He